Now from pine martens to eagles, the National Parks and Wildlife Service is celebrating this morning. That's because its white-tailed eagle reintroduction programme has seen the arrival of two new baby chicks. It's a bonus for the project that was impacted by avian flu. And joining us to tell this story is Eamon Maskell, project manager for the National Parks and Wildlife Service white-tailed eagle reintroduction programme. Eamon, first, tell us about these chicks. When were they born and where were they born?
Well, look, it's a fantastic story from the National Parks and Wildlife Service point of view. We've had two white-tailed eagle chicks born on a nest in the southern end of Loch Derg. And the importance of the significance of the whole thing is that, look, a really young white-tailed sea eagle released only 3 years ago, they normally have to be about 5 to 6 years of age before they're adult enough to breed, has come together with a 13-year-old white-tailed eagle male, Cayman. And they've come together and they've produced two chicks. So Eagle B, or Bernardine, has proved really successful in the whole reintroduction project. And we're all amazed with it.
Now, central to this story is Cayman, who you've just mentioned. That's the name of the male eagle who's fathered these chicks. But he's had it hard in terms of losing his partner, his previous partner, Saoirse, to avian flu. What happened there?
He's the most fantastic specimen of a white-tailed eagle. Yeah, he was released. In actual fact, it's got really good vibes. I mean, both Cayman and Bernardine have been collected by the same collector in Norway, the volunteer, and the island of Lika and the island of Vikna, 12 years apart. Now, Cayman has had a really turbulent life. He successfully was released in Killarney National Park in 2008. He came up to Loch Derg. He formed a partnership with Saoirse, who was also released in Loch Derg, and they built the first nest on the southern end of Loch Derg, and they hatched out the first sea eagles, white-tailed eagles, in 110 years in Ireland, which proved this reintroduction project was starting to be successful. But, however, 5 years later, Saoirse died of avian influenza. After fledging five successful years, they had about 10 chicks in all, white-tailed eagle chicks, and then she died. So he came and held the territory for about 4 years, and then when we, after a scientific review in 2019, we realised we needed to bring in more eagles from Norway. So we brought in 10 white-tailed eagle chicks in 2020, and that's Bea, or Bernardine, which is now, she's formed a territory with her in the southern end of Loch Derg. Now, she had her own turbulent existence, because after she was released in Loch Derg, she flew off to Scotland for 6 months or 8 months, and then came back, and they formed a territory successfully, and now they've built a nest and they've laid eggs and they've hatched out two fine white-tailed eagle chicks.
Well, it certainly sounds like love in Loch Derg, but why is it important to introduce this species? Because there have been concerns from farmers in the past.
There have been many concerns, and look, the farming community have bought into this, as has the whole of Ireland and our political representatives as well. I mean, Minister Malcolm Noonan has attended our releases of the white-tailed eagles, and so has Micheál Martin, or Taoiseach of the day last year.
And certainly last year as well, there have been challenges because we saw a white-tailed eagle fatally poisoned. So is poisoning still a challenge for the programme?
You see, initially it was poisoning was a very significant factor, but I mean, we worked well with the authorities and the farming communities over the years, and we kind of brought that down to minimal proportions. It shouldn't be there at all, but it's minimal proportions now. There are other challenges as well. We have avian influenza, and we have wind turbines now, which are spread all across the country. So every twist and turn to the white-tailed eagle really is a challenge, but the project is proving successful.
Well, finally, back to the chicks. Have you names for the two new arrivals? Will you name them? How will you pick the names?
We could pick him. I mean, Cayman, his name was picked because he was the bishop of the abbot of Inishkelter, Holy Island, which was a monastic seat in olden times. And Bernardine was picked because we have a poor Clare nun, she's the mother of the stone in Ennis in County Clare. And Saoirse was the original name because of freedom. It's the Irish Gaelic for freedom. And we also, in actual fact, have a white-tailed eagle, Seamus, called after Seamus Fennigan, the Limerick full forward. So I hope he flies into the sky next Sunday against Clare. But look, we haven't any plans at the present time. But as we go, we're only at the early stages of this nest. And we'll be having a closer look at that nest site in about 2 weeks' time when the chicks get a little bit stronger.
Well, hopefully they'll get good hurling names. Eamon Maskell, Project Manager for the White-tailed Eagle Reintroduction Programme. Thanks for joining us. It's 1 minute to 9.